Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, baby daddies. It's Helen. Just to say, we're still in quarantine, obviously. I hope that you're having an okay time of it. Like, I know that I'm filling my days just puzzling and, to be honest, wanking quite a bit, which is going quite well for me, actually. I was having a good one yesterday, but then Catherine Bohart rung and I had to stop. But then I decided to decline and then I just ramped myself back up again, which felt like a good choice, actually. Just to say, I hope that you're all okay and that you're not having too horrible a time of it, and that your friends and family are all right, and that we obviously recorded this before quarantine. So please enjoy this episode with the amazing Lulu Popperwell. She's so funny. She's so great. We love her so much. And also, just to say, anyone who does follow us on Instagram at Daddy Podcast, I'm fully aware the trailer is a very bad representation of me, but you know what? Life happens. It's out there now, and just move on with it, really. You know, Rosie's handwriting is hard to read, and I stick by it in many ways. Okay, lots of love. I hope you enjoy this.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello there. This might sound a bit weird and a bit out of the blue, but actually, this was my old number 20 years ago, when I had a 3310. And I've always wondered what happens to the old numbers. Do they recycle them? I hope they do. And if they do, hello, I miss your number, our number, and call me back.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show. First of all, there's a dog here.
There's a dog in the room. Her name is Dottie. She's the sweetest little angel of all time.
She's my girlfriend.
We're not going to get into that, but she's not.
Well, yeah.
It's 2020, people can do what they want.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw a line love of bestiality, Lulu. So shoot me. I'm old school.
Love is love.
Love is love. Don't fuck a dog. There you go. I've made my mark. I've said what I think.
I think it's fair, to be honest. It's a good mantra, yeah.
I think that's like a good line.
Remember,
right?
When you didn't know what love is love was.
Choose love.
Choose love.
I thought choose love was just like a slogan t-shirt, and I was like, oh my god, it's so gross. Like, we get it, choose love. And then it turns out it's like a gay thing, right?
Yeah,
apparently it's a gay rights t-shirt.
Yeah.
No idea. I thought it was just like basics.
Yeah.
I'm like the worst ally of all time. I was like, oh my god, we get it. You know, be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
That, I'm like, why would you bring that up again?
Because I like everyone knowing that A, you're homophobic, and B, oh, when you were at school, you were a fascist.
Right, no, my mum said I was a fascist on the podcast for like a month or something, which isn't true. None of my school friends have any memory of this. No one in my family has memory of this. My mum is just very convinced that I was very right wing for a while.
And how did that manifest?
I don't know. She said I wanted to drown disabled babies in wells or something.
Yeah.
True.
No. Keep it light.
Go. Welcome to Daddy Look At Me. With me, the homophobic host, Helen Power. And Rosie Jones.
Hello.
Who wants to fuck a dog?
I don't want to fuck a dog. I just want to spend my adult life spooning.
I don't want to fuck a dog. I just need to fuck a dog.
And our guest today is Lulu Popperwell, who's absolutely fine with the dog fucking thing, apparently.
I'm not, like, but there's so little you can do with Rosie. You know what I mean?
Like, I just accept that it's dog fucking.
She's got something in her mind that she's going to do. She's going to do it.
That makes her sound like a sexual, like an assault person.
Yeah. What have I
Welcome to the podcast. It's Lulu Popperwell.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming on. It's so nice to have someone who listens to the podcast on it. Like, this is so exciting. And I know that you're... in, like, I got a headache right now and you've got some problems with us. So do you want to just say what you
think? That's not quite what it is. I woke up with the worst headache in the world and I thought, well, today I'm going on the world's loudest podcast. But I've taken all the ibuprofen, so it's fine. Not all the ibuprofen. I'm all right.
But I'm a big rat with big opinions. So what we're going to try and do is I'm going to remain calm throughout this episode.
Yeah, shall we?
Do an ASMR.
We just do. Hi and welcome to Daddy
Lily. How have you managed to make breathing loud?
I'm a really heavy breather. It's one of my things. Cool. My name's Helen. I'm 6'1" a fan, and I'm a heavy breather
and a fascist
and a bit of a fascist apparently for a little while. But now I'm open minded. Yeah, Jack, you do look adorable right now hugging Dottie. Is that what you wanted us to say? Yes. Oh, I thought by having a not with us we'd be less distracted, but she's fallen asleep in Jackie's arms. And actually, if you go on our Instagram, I'm going to post this picture today because I'm just going to look. Oh my god,
this is a podcast about how I want attention, and like, I cannot even get attention on this.
Okay, Lulu, your little attention slut.
Hello.
You're what we like to call a classic of this podcast genre. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're an attention seeker. You're through and through. You're open with it. You've been it your entire lives. You're one of us. Yeah. Just take us on the journey, right?
Right. Well, actually, I can pinpoint where it started. I have thought about it this morning. So I've done my prep.
Love you.
So, no, in reception, right, I was so naughty. I would, like, kick a hole in the back of the piano and, like, rip the head off the class toy rabbit, not a real rabbit. And so they promised me if I behaved for the rest of the term, I could be the lead in the nativity play in The Littlest Angel. So I was the Littlest Angel. And from
Is that the lead?
That's not the lead. You got fobbed off there.
It's called The Littlest Angel.
Oh, so it's not a classic nativity.
It's not your classic nativity. It's told from the perspective of The Littlest Angel.
Right. Imagine if they gave me that part. Like a 6'4", I'll play The Littlest Angel, thank you.
Carry on.
No, so generally I was quite, and I did quite a lot of weird things. I've asked people because I've forgotten.
Yeah.
When I was in reception, we used to have the older girls come in to help us and I would lick them all. So they called me Licker Lulu.
Where did you lick them?
Like on their hands and stuff. It's really weird, right? I'm not proud of it. it's just a little fun anecdote for you.
Is this the age like when any girl who's older than you is the coolest thing of all time?
Just so lickable.
So you wanted to...
Yeah.
Just like so lickable.
It's an odd choice, but it's your choice and we're here to respect
it. Okay.
You're a licker as well, actually. I'm here with two lickers.
Hello.
Ah, yeah. Neither of you have ever licked me.
It tastes really salty. It tastes really salty.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. That is one of the most disgusting things that's ever happened to me.
I want a better licker.
I mean, to be honest, Lulu, it was
thank you so much.
But also,
Rosie, I've had years of practice. I started in reception. Oh. Do you know what I mean? I put in my 10,000 hours.
Put my hat and shoulder into it.
I don't know. Like, how badly do you want to win this? Because I feel like Lulu needs it more because they're not giving her much. We're just looking at her dog right now. You were the littlest angel. She was the littlest angel.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Also, I stormed off stage during it because people laughed at something funny I did and I thought they were laughing at me and I stormed off stage.
No.
I had to be coaxed back on.
You weren't given the lead again, I'm assuming.
I got given the lead... The next time I got lead in a school play was year 9.
And that's a good year to get a lot of attention. Yeah. 13, yes, please.
So inappropriate. We did a play called The Visit by Friedrich Durrenmatt, and it's about a woman who has left a town and forced to become a prostitute.
Yeah.
And then comes back to kill a man because he got her pregnant and she had to have his baby and like give it away. And we were 13 and 12 doing this play.
Why did all of us play sex workers at school? What is wrong with the world? Find me a woman who is like 29 years old or like between 25 and 35 who didn't play a sex worker at school.
We all did it.
And this is before it was sex workers. We were prosy sluts.
Yeah.
And that's all we
I used the word prostitute there because it was that's what it was in the play.
Yeah, because you were a full on prostitute in the play.
Yeah, she was old and angry and haggard.
Oh my God. So bad.
God.
But the thing is, you don't notice it because you just want everyone to look at you.
Yeah.
And it feels so powerful.
My grandma said it was the finest piece of acting she's ever seen.
Are you kidding? I've seen your sister in the Chronicles of Narnia. That is the finest piece of acting.
Okay, well, my grandma's dead, so don't disrespect her memory, please.
Oh, my God,
okay?
How are we disrespecting your grandma's memory? By correcting her. How is that being disrespectful?
Why would you be disrespectful of the dead?
Because what's so exciting about this episode is, like, I know Lulu has the ultimate attention problem story because Lulu and her sister and your brother were all child actors to a proper degree of success, and Lulu's big sister was like a movie star.
She's still an actor, so
who was she?
She was in the Chronicles of Narnia. She was the one with the big tits and the bow and arrow.
I know her.
Yeah.
One of the four. One of the big four.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Also, so funny because when I was first becoming friends with Chloe Pets, she revealed to me that that was like her ultimate like teenage crush.
No.
The first time she met my sister, she was like a quivering mess.
Fuck's sake.
No.
But then you also were in Love Actually.
I was, but I was a very small part in that.
How old were you? Yeah.
It was year seven, so I would have been 11 or 10.
It's a great part, though.
It's really, I mean...
You're in the opening.
I am in the opening. Also, it's the cast is done in order of appearance, so I'm like seventh on the credits.
So fucking good.
I'm so sad that Hermione didn't have cerebral palsy.
Oh, yeah, because if she did, you'd 100% have got the role.
100%. Who else would have got it? Me, obviously.
Someone else with cerebral palsy, maybe?
No, they're all shit. They're all stupid and dribbling.
Also, they cast Harry Potter in 2000. They would have got someone to play cerebral palsy. Yeah. They 100% would not have got it. Disabled actor. Yeah. There's no way. But anyway, we're not child actors. We can say it as much as we want. We could have been.
You could have been. I believe that.
Yeah.
Tell us everything.
So I was in a little drama club, which my mum sent me and my siblings to because she wanted us to get like more confident. And then it completely backfired on my parents because we started getting roles in films, which was not their plan.
Oh my God.
But it was like, it wasn't one of those like pushy drama clubs that like sends people up for auditions. It was like a fucking, it sounds like your mum's drama school.
Yeah.
Like, and with all due respect to Anne Bauer, like it feels
like... Oh, we're respectful of Anne Bauer School of Drama, the best drama school of all time.
Absolutely. It sounds like a very elite. But, but ours was like dicking around eating loads of biscuits. And then we put on a like end of term play and an agent came along randomly, cast my sister in something. And then from there, the drama teacher was like, yeah, I'll be an agent.
Why not?
Yeah, so my sister got cast and stuff for ages and I was really jealous. And then...
I mean, I wouldn't take that well if my big sister was getting, like, proper casting.
How old are you?
She's 2 years older. But I'm the fun one, so it's fine. No, I love her, but she's so boring. No, she's great.
So she's going up for auditions and you're just there eating biscuits.
Yeah, so she went for all these auditions and then we got cast in something together. We were in a BBC costume drama.
No.
And she looked like adorable. And then I got put this wig on my head that everyone called the cat's bum because it looked like a cat's anus at the top. And,
like,
and I just honestly looked like a little toad boy. It was so bad.
No.
But then, yeah, like she, I got Love Actually, so that was like my one thing against her.
I think it's honestly, like, it's the best one.
Yeah.
Do you remember getting it and being like, okay, I'm going to tell her about it and I'm going to enjoy every second of this?
I don't know. I remember the audition. I don't remember getting it.
What was the audition for Love Actually?
I went to Richard Curtis's house and hashtag me. No, I was literally about to say
that is not a good start to a story.
Definitely not. I don't think I even read any lines. I was wearing this knitted jumper that my nana had made me. And he was like, your jumper's really sweet. And I was like, thank you. Yes, I'm adorable. And then he was like, would you like the part? So
is that it?
I think it was offered there and then.
At his house?
Yeah.
Rosie's trying to find a horrible story here.
No, there's no horrible story. This is like the nice part of my childhood.
That's like literally the dream. I think we all fantasize that as like kids who were in school plays where you'd see, like, I remember like the cast of Tracy Beaker and being like, how did they get how are these kids my age doing this thing? But it is just like you just happen to be
just
at a drama club
a
where there's an
agent. Go to a drama class. So point of that was, it was all well and good to be in Love Actually, but my sister then got like Narnia, which was a way bigger deal because she got to go and film in like New Zealand.
I swear I even watched a behind the scenes of one of the DVDs about this.
I mean, that's more than I've done. Like, I don't think I've even seen one of the films.
Are you serious? We went to the cinema to go see them. We love them.
Mm. I did not care for it. Well, obviously I didn't care for it. Like, my sister was getting all this attention.
I mean, I'd be too curious, I think, to turn away. But I'd be annoyed.
I went... No, maybe I have seen them all. I feel like...
Was she in two?
She was in two and then a small part in the third one, even though she's not in the book of Voice John Trudeau, they wrote her into it.
Because
they've got to get tits on screen. So, do you know what I mean?
I just don't know how you did it, because like, I struggled sometimes when I would have a friend over and they'd even talk to my sister. Yeah. I'd be like, they're my friend. Yeah. And then to walk, like, you live in London, to walk down the street and see your sister on a billboard.
Oh my God, she gets, like, when she gets stopped for autographs, I'm always like, you paid them. That's not real. Like, we already meet her about it. Yeah. Like, and there's this joke that, like, it always seems to happen when my dad's not there and he'll, like, come back to the table and he'll be like, oh yeah, sure, you got stop for an autograph.
Yeah.
But one year the Oxford Street Christmas lights were Narnia and it was so horrifying. It was so difficult. So yeah, that's when Anna got into Narnia, that's when I became like really naughty.
Like, were you like attention shifted? I've got one play, like got one role in a movie, but I'm not going to compete in this world.
Sure. I mean, that was when I was 11 and then my sister got Narnia and I turned into a teenager and I was like, I'm just going to try and be really difficult instead to like to like get the attention that I know I deserve.
I mean, how do you, if you decide to become difficult, what do you do to become difficult?
I don't think it was a decision. it just happened. Okay. So one morning, a teacher told me off for, I was just very naughty, but like, a teacher told me off for having trainers on.
Yeah.
I was in uniform.
Damn.
I know, so badass. But then I did this very weird thing where I lay down blocking the door and I said, oh, you just walk all over me then, if that's what you want to do, just walk all over me.
Oh my God.
And like, wouldn't let, like, stage a coup.
No.
And I was talking to my friend earlier today and she was like, yeah, you did this like a lot. You used to like go under teachers' desks and not come out, like, as a teenager.
What?
Wait a second. This is a naughty. This is like prisoner behaviour, like a prisoner uprising behaviour.
Yeah, no, I was like constantly trying to like, who's with me? No one was with me.
Like, naughty is like speaking back or like talking while the teacher's talking. Going under the desk and lying down in protest is a coup.
Yeah. Also, the day that I lay down and told Mr. Flynn to walk all over me, my mum got a call from the school and they were like, oh, it's about your daughter. And my mum was like, oh God, which one? And they were like, actually, both. Lulu is, we're quite worried about her. She's staging a coup. Apparently, she's done this quite a lot. But Anna's been made head girl. And like, that.
Oh my god, that's so upsetting.
Literally, like, it's so unfair. My sister was like perfect at school. She was made her girl, even though she was away filming Narnia for half a year.
You were just lying on a floor being like, walk on me. My sister's in Hollywood, she's her girl, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was so naughty.
I think it's really powerful. I think it's a powerful choice.
Yeah, because also it's like, it's just like a rogue enough move that they have to be like, well, we need to consider her mental health. Like, they can't just outright tell you off for being a dick.
Oh my goodness.
And I think I knew that.
Yeah. This is the thing, because you don't realise you're doing it for attention. It's when you're an adult, you're like, I was trying to get a reaction.
Yeah.
And it is something linked with your mental health, because obviously it's like, why do I need that reaction? Why do I feel the need to do these things that I know are harmful towards me to get a reaction?
Yeah.
But at that age, you don't have the brain or the language to link that together. So you're just like, I'm attention seeker. And everyone's like, oh, you're just really loud, you're an attention seeker. Mm-hmm. And the older you get, the more like, oh, I was really struggling.
Oh, there was
like,
a reason.
Something was really going on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't know it. So you're just labelled an attention seeker. And for some reason, for real attention seekers, that label just makes you go, well, then let's fucking do it.
Yeah, right.
I'll take my clothes off next time.
If you think I am a bloody weller.
And also, I want to say, because like, obviously, we've already interviewed Sophie Duca on our first season, who went to the same school as Lulu. So we know you went to a school that they did really nicely. They put it together very nicely. You all held flowers for a ceremony.
Oh, we had the big flower parade.
It wasn't a school where kids were lying on the floor.
Also, side note, Sophie Duca talked about Bugsy Malone in her thing.
Anna, she was in it twice, I think she was.
Yeah. My sister got the main part in Bugsy Malone. She cannot sing. She cannot sing.
What?
I was furious. I was so angry that she got the lead in that. I mean,
if you have a movie star at your school, you're going to use
them. I was in Dandy Dan's gang. I was in the gang with Sophie Duca. She pied me in the face.
No.
Oh, my God.
Were you in the same class?
No, I was a year below Soph.
I think this is just so beautiful. I like it. I think we should get someone from everyone's schools to come on and just sort of explain exactly what happened. Be like, this is true, this happened, but my sister played the lead.
I mean, that feels like a lot of admin.
I mean, Jack really wants to do it. I can tell, right? Oh, look at you with Dottie's your little asleep. Cuddles. Oh, she's fast asleep. How powerful do you feel right now, Jack?
Incredibly so.
Longest.
It's a real impact.
Incredibly so. Anyway, as you were, girls.
What about your brother in all of this?
Yeah, we don't talk about him. He's just like rubbish. No, we love him.
I've met him. He's super fit. Is he
super fit?
Kind. Yeah, he's fit.
No, is he fit?
No.
Can I see a photo?
Oh my God, he's like...
I mean, like,
he's also an actor as well.
He's not, though. He's a lawyer.
Oh, but he was an actor.
He was in one film. Actually, the way he got that part was quite fun because my sister was auditioning. He was in Peter Pan and my sister was auditioning for the part of Wendy.
Yeah.
And my dad was like dropping my brother off at football or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, can we just grab him to read for Michael? And he got the part and my sister didn't.
Oh, what? So, he was Michael.
In Peter Pan.
In Peter Pan.
And you say it like he was just in one movie.
I'm sorry, have you seen that film? It tanked. It's so bad.
I went to go see it in the view in Basingstoke.
Wendy.
I don't remember. Some beautiful girl.
Rachel, some double barrel name, I can't remember.
Rachel, some double barrel name, I can't remember.
Look at this egg of a human. That's my brother.
That's cute, isn't
it? It's like a lizard.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Love you, Freddie.
He's so cute.
Listening.
He's really lovely. I've met him at yours a couple of times. He's the nicest man.
Actually, what you were saying about when people get annoyed when people talk to your sister.
Yeah.
The other day, I had some old friends over, and they were like, "Hey, Olga, it's nice to see you." My brother walked in, and everyone stood up, and they were like, "Freddie's here!" and like hugged him, and I was fucking livid.
Yeah, obviously, because it's like they're there to see you, and then when you see their reaction is higher to them than it is to you, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I have never had.
This is why I feel so bad for your little
brother.
Are
you the favourite sibling?
No. I think...
Don't even try. Your parents take you to Barbados every year and your brother doesn't even get invited. There's no way around it.
No, I think my brother is my mum's favourite.
Really?
Because they're very alike.
And you've got Rob.
Yeah, me and Rob are chewed out lambish. Andrea.
Chewed out llamas. Oh, that classic phrase.
I'm sorry, would you care to clarify?
Chewed out llamas.
No, Rosie, I feel like this might be one of those family things that you think everyone says isn't a phrase.
And then Mum and Ollie are like, oh my God, like worrying about everything. But me.
What? I'm sorry, what is a chewed out llama? Chilled out llama.
I know, but like, how what is you that? See a chilled
out llama? It's a llama in the field eating a bit of grass. Chilling out.
I think you could be like relaxed like a tortoise.
Oh.
Like, but. This isn't going anywhere.
It's just weird.
Is it No Drama Llama? I've heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want a fridge magnet and a candle burning,
that is exactly like, the kind of phrase my sister would use. She loves it. She's always like, chill out, Brussels sprout.
So who's your parents' favourite?
Awfully mean question. Obviously, it's not Lulu.
It might be Lulu.
Actually, do you know what? I think now, maybe... Don't make that face, Helen.
I've met your mum several times.
Yeah, she loved me.
She loves you.
She's very critical.
She read a postcard I sent to you.
That's true. Like
she read it. Oh, we're not going through
this,
Rosie.
We're not going into this. I was upset a few months ago. And you said...
What did I do now?
Send me your address and goodness.
Oh, no, Helen, that is bad. If you made a promise...
Did I say I was going to send you one? From where?
Germany.
No, that is bad.
I'm sorry.
You were like, shame me, you
Oh, that's not like me. I usually send them.
She doesn't you let her down.
Every day.
She's disabled, Helen.
I'm disabled, Helen. The policy really flared up because...
Well, that's why I'm not fucking sending it, because she's disabled. So what am I going to get one back just with a big extra on it? Like, I'm not fucking wasting my time if she's not going to reciprocate it.
I would
to decipher her handwriting.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There, I've said it. It's hard to read.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lulu, sorry. Tell us how much your parents hate you.
No.
Like you, my bad.
You owe me a postcard.
Basically.
Send one. We've got a guess. What is wrong with you?
Okay. So, so basically, my brother and sister were like joint favourites when I was younger, and I was like the one that was like, no, thank you. I was too unruly. But then as an adult... Because I live next door to my parents.
Yeah.
And also because I'm in recovery, so I'm really well behaved now.
So cute.
Yeah. So I think my mum likes me more now that I'm not high all the time.
There's nothing like stopping doing drugs to bring a mother and daughter closer together.
Yeah.
I think it's a bonding experience.
Yeah. Actually, recently, I asked my mum who her favourite was. And she said, I love
you. Actually asked?
She said, no, it was really weird, and I definitely shouldn't say this on the podcast, but I'm gonna. She said, firstly, she said, I love you all equally, because they have to do that.
Yeah.
But then, you were both out here, whatever. She said, if I was in an air balloon and I could only keep one of you, I would throw out Anna and Fred, which no one asked.
That scenario is bizarre.
No one asked that. I just said, who's your favourite as a joke? And instead of being like, oh, you are, darling, she was like, you aren't. Also, I would kill the others.
What? When have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
I have actually been in a hot air balloon.
Chuck two others out.
And that bit's not happened.
Fuck fuck's sake. Well, this is actually a real lovely story, because it's like you've almost like got the attention as you've grown older. Like, you've figured it out. And has it always been like needing attention from like family members, could be with your sister, or do you need attention in love? Like, if you fancy someone, do you like...
Oh.
Peacock, basically, is the best way to put that. Like, do you just go around being like, my name's Lulu, I'm available, yeah.
Do you mean now,
or
as a youth?
Let's go from 12 up, yeah. I think.
Okay, so basically, I had my first kiss at 15. I was very, very late developer. Uh-huh. From there, absolute just like maniac all over the shop.
How did you get your first kiss? Like, how did you do it?
Who was it?
I got it at the corner shop. It's 50p. No.
Who was it?
So, basically, I became friends with the younger boy from Narnia. So, in a way, I do have my sister to thank for this. No, it wasn't him.
Oh, my God. But, I feel like it's a movie star.
But he had a crush on me, and I didn't know. We were, like, hanging out. And then his friend came over and was like, don't worry, mate, I'll get her to like you. And then he just, like, asked me out. And I went out with him for like a month when I was 15.
And then you went out with this boy for what, how many months?
1 month. I went out with him.
Bleep. God, that is such a big dick.
And then
you made out and stuff?
We made out and stuff. And then I dumped him because I was like, he wanted to finger me and I was too scared.
I mean, fair enough. You're 15.
Yeah, I was dumping someone for that. But then like, following year, I lost my virginity and oh my God, you could not stop me.
Just, fingers and you were like, oh, my bad.
Hi, Mom.
And were you like confident enough as like a 15, 16 year old to go up to guys and be like, I fancy you, be my boyfriend?
I was very drunk a lot. So I think it was a lot of like house parties where we did a lot. Like, one time
we're not condoning drinking as a young adult, but we are condoning confident women. So you figure out where you want to be in that space.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Yeah. Do whatever it takes.
Ride or die, bitch!
Do what you have to do. I hooked up with someone once playing game of Spin the Bottle. And we were like making out, and then we got to hot and heavy.
And everyone else was just still sitting there, being like, can I spin it now? No, where are you done?
The bottle's
still going, yeah.
And he's just chasing the faces around. The bottle's just like, everyone.
No, but what was really bad was that, so we went into the next door room, and then everyone came in, and they obviously thought we were like just making out, but we were like fully in flagrante. And like, we were doing the sex, and people came in, they thought we were just making out, so they threw rubber ducks at us because they thought it'd be funny. And then
a high proof thing?
No, they just were like, haha, we'll make fun of them like making out and like throw rubber ducks from the bathroom at this house party. And then
how many rubber ducks does someone have in their bathroom?
Like loads. And then they were like shocked because they opened the door and I was like sitting on top of this boy, so they were like throwing it and screaming at the same time, just like absolutely horrified at what had happened.
Oh my God, he sounds like a really good guy. I remember, I think that's around the age where you're not like doing proper, you know, like properly like having sex with guys, but there's a lot of grinding.
Well, so you're not properly having sex.
Okay, I didn't have proper sex.
We're having sex.
Yeah, we're having lovely rubber duck sex. Thank
you. Not hear the story.
I'm just shocked, Rosie. I am shocked at the youngness of her age and her eagerness to ride. Okay.
Do I know who your first kiss was?
Have we not done our first kisses?
I feel like you have on another
one. I feel like I have. I was 14. It was a guy who lived in a caravan and I was in Silverstone on the racetrack. Mm. I used to have a bit of material about it. And then I lost my virginity when I was 16, then didn't have sex again for like a year and a bit. Because I was 16 and I was like, I'm 16, so I lose my virginity now. And I just pointed at a guy and
that's
I was like, you now, let's do it. I just thought, like, this is the age, this is when you do it. Yeah. I found another 16 year old. I knew him a bit. He was very, very nice, very sweet. He hadn't done it yet either.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wanted to be, I liked doing my milestones and getting them
ticked
off.
I was so keen not to turn 17 still, like, because I was like, I'm going to build it up too much.
I don't know. I didn't, even at the time, I knew that it would be a thing, but it wasn't enough of a thing that I'd have to panic about it. I was very, like, early nostalgia. Like, I remember I was very emotional, like, last days of school, because I was like, oh, we've lost this period of our youth.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
but even at the time. But yeah, I just sort of ticked it off the list. I don't think I was quite as fun as you were.
My person I pointed at and did like, I'm not turning 17 without this.
wait, I spoke to the boy. I point at one and go, I'm not doing this, okay, so 17.
This will give you an idea. This links to like my like attention seeking naughtiness. is that I got arrested with him.
No.
Yeah. We got arrested for breaking and entering.
What did you break?
Shout out to the Shoreditch police station. And
no. Where did you break into?
It's absolutely
her
fine. Yes, mate. What up? Rosie Jones. it was like a house party, and I didn't know it wasn't someone's house that owned it. But then we were all dobbed in because it was like someone had broken into it.
And then
so we all got like questioned by the police and stuff. And like, and then I was grounded for 2 weeks. My parents never grounded me. I was grounded for 2 weeks, and they all went out for my brother's birthday, and he came over while they were out, and we did sex.
Oh, that's really beautiful, actually. Yeah. I quite like that.
Lovely.
It's got a very, like princess fairy tale quality. Like, you're locked up. He has to come over. It has a Rapunzel vibe to it.
It's so romantic.
But I've seen pictures of you when you were a teenager, because I've definitely done, for you, I've definitely clicked on and gone back the other way.
Sure.
And you went through a very, like, ginger, I'll cut my own hair phase.
I beg your fucking pardon.
And I say that with so much love.
I didn't cut my own hair.
Why does this keep happening to me?
You ruined it.
I honestly don't know what to do with myself. Do you know what I do?
Would you like to share a picture of you?
I'll put it on Instagram and everyone can judge it for themselves. But seriously, there's a couple of choice fringes.
Stop doing it.
I don't know what to say.
I was like a new rave hipster wannabe as a teenager. That was my...
You paid.
Okay, let's say Lulu picked a vibe and she really went for it.
Thank you so much. And that vibe was
grunge.
Was it?
I don't know. It was like, I feel like, you know, the kids at school who, this is all for podcasting, you know when you draw the 3-3 and then you do this and you do the skateboard symbol?
Yeah.
I feel like you had that everywhere.
No, I was more like... like new rave, like bright colours, skinny jeans.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Went to see like live indie bands at Nambuka. Yeah. Like, loved all that. Loved that whole scene. Loved that whole vibe.
And what was your sister doing? Club was she going out as well?
She was busy filming Narnia.
I think what's so good about you is that you crave attention, but you really like, you found a way to get it. You didn't let go.
I didn't feel like I was trying. That is the thing. No. Like, it's just,
Babe, you were though.
I know, I must have been.
I mean, I know you've done therapy and you probably don't want any more.
I am trainee therapist.
You're a trainee therapist on top of all of this. There's so much to like, unpack here, but like, I think you succeeded.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people come on this and we talk about attention. I mean, Rose talked about attention, and we both have years where we just sort of just didn't get it, and we just didn't quite manage to click
in. You could always see a window.
Lulu Popwell, commitment to attention.
Yeah.
Like, I would play up every now and again in certain classes to get a bit of attention, but I don't think I ever made the choice to lie down.
No. Also, someone else reminded me this morning, just I really want to throw this in, just because I remembered it. I once... didn't want to go to French, so what I did was I ate 2 packets of Pro Plus and then went and like was really not well, and then they made me go and run around the lacrosse pitches 3 times.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a lacrosse pitch? I've got no frame of reference besides this.
It's
I know what lacrosse is. What's, is that like a hockey pitch size?
Yeah.
That's big. Eat 3 packets of Pro Plus before a French class.
Why, you speak French?
Bonjour.
It's because you learned it so quickly.
Yeah. Were you jumped out really awake?
Yes, I think. Well, I'd also had a bottle of wine, so...
No!
Oh, it's not dark, it's fine.
Yeah. That is one way to get attention, is to use and abuse at a young age. I mean...
I did used to have my own little drawer for wine in the common room, and the teacher sort of knew about it, but it was fine. Like,
red or white?
White, thank you for asking.
Your school fascinates me.
I once got caught doing weed on the roof, and the teachers were just like, she's leaving in a term, we can't be... Like,
are you serious?
We're nearly done.
They could just expel you for that, though.
No, they were like, it's fine. I think they were like...
She was in love, actually. Give her a break.
No, I think they were like, we're so proud of Anna... Like, we don't want to, like, we don't want this to be a whole, like, situation. So we're just going to, like, keep it. I think they were supporting me as well, but.
This is, like, fascinating to me. This is a whole new world.
And I went back to school recently for school reunion. I don't know if you guys have done that.
No. Our school hasn't even offered one.
No.
We had one at the school, and there's, like, a hall on the ground floor of, like, all famous alumni, and my sister is on it. And I took her frame off the wall and hid it behind the radiator.
This was
2019. I did this.
Yes!
OK, can send you a picture.
Literally, there's nothing else to say. Like, this is supposed to be a retrospective. Yeah. And you're like, so last year I had a picture of her. Fuck her, anyway. Daddy, what can you even do with her?
I mean, there's so much I can do.
We've never had such a powerful cast before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I was the one.
Yeah. No.
You crushed it every year. You're amazing.
You've invited a recovering addict who was a child actor on your podcast. What did you expect,
love? Honestly, we need to get some more of these. Yeah. Do you know any of the other ones? Yes. Like Macaulay Culkin?
We're in a secret circle, so we don't talk about it.
I know you're half joking, but I also can't quite tell. Like, if
it's called
NA. That was funny. Sorry, I've got overexcited because I feel like I know things about celebrities now. Okay. Which I know isn't a reason to lose your mind, but it's very exciting for me.
So good.
Right, Dad, right. I mean, what can you even do?
I mean,
please don't say I'm beyond Daddy's help.
I
don't know what a day trip could be for you.
There's so much I can do.
And also because she got everything. Like, there's no moment where... Yeah, you didn't get Narnia, but like...
Didn't get everything. What did I get?
Lost virginity at 16, got a part in a movie.
But he told me next day I had a girlfriend. Twist.
Wow. Oh, you've really been through the ringer.
I have.
Oh, you've met the devil. Oh, my bad.
I think we should all go back to where it all began. Your school.
I'm fascinated by this girl's school in North London.
Yeah. I've never been to a good school.
Me neither. And I don't think you should, to be honest. The grabbing that would take place.
God is here. So, me, you, Helen, Dottie, we're gonna go to the school. We're gonna bring alcohol. We're gonna bring weed. We're gonna bring Pro Plus.
Okay.
And we're gonna have a party.
Are you suggesting
that's problematic for your recovery?
Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah.
Be honest with us.
But like, only for a day.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
sure.
So that's fine.
I'm pretty sure my sponsor would be chill with that, yeah.
And, for the sake of the podcast, babe.
Come on, just live a little.
I'd like to see Daddy go wild on school grounds.
We're going to have a party on the roof. And we're going to have two guests. We're going to have your brother and your sister.
She does not party.
And me and Helen.
No drama, Llama. She can come.
Me and Helen will look at them, say nothing, turn back round, and give all her attention to you.
Oh my God, that is so cruel and so beautiful.
Because
I love it.
We do not give a flying fuck about your siblings.
So if they try to join in, like, oh hey, like, I'm Anna, it's nice to meet you, we're like, I literally couldn't give a fucking shit.
Damn.
I'm here for Lulu.
Yeah.
Okay, right, I like this, I like this.
Have you heard of Narnia? No.
Not even the books.
Have you heard of Peter Pan? No. Fuck off. And then...
Have you heard of Love Actually?
No.
That children's classic novel? Yes.
Yes. And we're going to turn back round, talk to you, and we'll watch the sunset.
Sunset! And what the fuck is that?
Over the hills of Edgware.
the four of us.
Amazing. I mean, I think I'm...
Did you like that?
I loved it, but I feel like our baby boy's not being very grateful
I
right feel, now.
And I was just waiting for it to finish.
Yeah,
well, obviously the sunset is fucking it.
I think that's beautiful. Yeah, my brother and sister are really nice people. Really
oh, don't turn this on us now.
Oh, no, no.
You're the one sitting here giving it all that, and then we say one thing, and it's like, well, that's a bit harsh.
No. Sorry, they're really nice people, but fuck them. That sounds great.
Honestly, I don't want to like jump in right now, but like, I think I've been quite calm.
You've been really good.
No. Right?
You've let me talk so much.
The podcast is edited in a way that makes me sound like I'm talking all the time.
That cannot
be true. No, it 100% is. But genuinely, I'm quite chill. Rosie, don't be
Jack,
a bitch.
Is that true?
It's not true.
Lulu, tell Helen what you shouted out loud during one of the
Oh no, she's going to hurt me.
What's this?
I was listening to the podcast.
Daddy, look at me.
Yes, this one. And you were talking, and then you interrupted Rosie, and I out loud just went, "Oh, let her speak."
She.
I'm sorry.
You have echoed the sentiment of many of our listeners. Rosie does interrupt me as well. I'm working on myself.
Babe, it's fine. I got ADHD. I get it. It's hard, but like, she's disabled.
And so. Rosie's speech pattern has a lot of room for pausing, which sometimes, often, I misread as an invitation to go.
Lulu, how can we hear more and see more? And
don't worry, Rosie. Don't make me feel better about that. Just pass it over.
You can find me on Twitter, where I will be posting about all my gigs and stuff.
Great.
And Instagram with Dottie.
Oh, Dottie's at Dottie the Multipoo on Instagram.
But such a good account.
Mostly the Twitter is useful for my gigs.
Well, just follow both then. How about don't be a dick about it and follow a dog and a person.
Thank you.
Live your lives, live your dreams.
Yeah, love is love.
Choose love.
Choose
And that's love. When I realised that love actually is all around.
Oh, God, fuck off.
Thank you, Lulu.
Thanks, guys.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Ogre cock do 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 do. Ogre cock do 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 do. Ogre cock do 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 do. Ogre cock. That's in my head. It's so, so annoying. I'm sure you've heard that before. Your name fits it way too perfectly. Olga, basically, I'm trying to call just to ask you to come on my podcast with Rosie Jones, Daddy Look At Me, and just talk to us about your amazing childhood. That's all I've ever wanted from you. I love you so much. Bye.
Deleted.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.